a philosophical statement should include everything that can be conceived. In science, it need not be comprehensive. Physics is a science, does not include the study of life. It excludes the study of life. It is studied by biology. Physics deals only with matter. Biology deals with life. So physics need not be comprehensive. Biology need not be comprehensive. But philosophy is comprehensive. It includes everything. Whatever statement you make ultimately in philosophy, it should be a vast, comprehensive statement. As large as the Life Divine, the whole book. If you have seen the book, The Life Divine, 1,000 pages and more, it's a long statement, large statement of 1,000 pages. It's a great book of philosophy because it is consistent and comprehensive. It deals with all that exists, all that is conceivable, all that is conceived. It contains also that which is not conceivable, but which is conceived to be inconceivable. It contains that which is not conceivable, but that which is conceived to be inconceivable. So, all concepts, and concepts even of that which is not conceivable, such a large statement, that is a speciality of philosophy. It is consistent and comprehensive. Good. I deliberately use that word so that it may not be conceived. Conception of that which is not conceivable. Conception of not what is not conceived. There's a difference between concept of the unconceived and the concept of the inconceivable. Have you conceived of a horse with wings? Yes, good. So you can say, the horse with wings, ordinarily I don't conceive, but in imagination I can conceive. You have a conception of it. Now if I ask you the question, can you conceive of a unicorn? Once again, you can conceive. You are not seen, you are not experienced, but you can say, you can be conceived. Do you ever use this expression, I have no concept of it at all. I have no idea. Have you used any such expression in your life? Oh, I have no idea at all. Yes.
Isn't this a question also in many aspects, the level of consciousness? So down here I can't conceive, but up here I'm beginning to get some idea of life. Here it's perfectly clear.
You are right. In philosophy, your question is, you should be able to conceive at the highest level. Conceivable is conceivable at the highest possible level. If you can't conceive at this level, but if you can conceive at a higher level, it becomes conceivable. So, the mark of philosophical thinking is that you have striven hardest to arrive at conception. Even that which you cannot normally conceive, you strive to conceive. If you fail, then you see it is inconceivable. You try your hardest to conceive. Having done your hardest, you can still cannot conceive. Then you say it is not conceivable.
Just because I can't conceive it, doesn't mean it's not conceivable.
No, you are right. Therefore, you should go to the wisest. In philosophy, if you say, well, I don't accept, it's not enough. You should say, I have gone round the whole world. Knock every door and ask this question. That's the mark of a philosopher. A philosopher is one who has been trying to conceive the highest, the best, most comprehensive, whatever is most comprehensive, you should be able to strive at it. And yet you arrive at some things which are not conceivable. Take for example, there is a concept now in modern physics. There are two words in modern physics which are very important. Particle and wave. Particle is conceivable. Wave is conceivable. I ask you the question, give me your understanding of the concept of a particle. Pardon? What is it?
Dot.
Dot. Good. A dot. Now, compare it with the idea of a wave. What is a wave? Pardon? That's right. Dot of the dots in a special manner. Right? A wave should really be a wave. Not only a dot, not only so many dots put together. It should be wavy in character. Now, a dot or a particle is conceivable. A wave is conceivable. But if I say, particle is the same as wave, now try to conceive.
Can be.
Particle is the same as a wave.
Not can be.
Not can be. Supposing I say this, particle is the same as a wave. Try to conceive.
If you say a wave is a lot of small particles,
No. Particle, which is a dot, is also the wave.